Welcome to Mobigasmic Podcast number 3. This is LuluGirl896, and today I'm going to be primarily talking about my experience with the BlackBerry Bold. If you've been reading the blog, you know I've been testing out a 3G AT&T BlackBerry Bold, which hardware-wise I've been really impressed with, apart from it being a little bit wide. There are a number of things on the software side that have me not completely in love with it. I'm going to go over some of the things that I had written about in my first impressions and amend them now that I've been using it for a couple of days. The battery life is single-handedly the best thing about the BlackBerry Bold, or just the BlackBerry operating system as a whole. But I'm starting to suspect it's more a fact of the battery life being the major weakness of Windows Mobile altogether. Just the way that it manages the battery is horrible. There's definitely something that, as time goes by, I think that the 3G connection is only a small part of it. There's something that's going on in the operating system that constantly drains the battery no matter what you're doing, as long as you have any kind of a wireless connection active. The keyboard on the Bold, I think, is great. I wish somebody had told me sooner that you need to hit the space bar 2 times for a period to show up and press a key for a couple of seconds for the letter that you press to become a capital. It's almost like, I think the name of the application is QCaps on Windows Mobile, but this is built into the BlackBerry device. It's pretty nifty. It's very impressive. The notifications, I've changed my impression on them. When I first got the BlackBerry Bold, I was really happy with the notifications. I felt happy that every application that you installed, BeeJive, Twitterberry, registered itself in the notification settings for you to make adjustments. However, as time has gone on, I found a little bit of nuisances with that. For example, the notification symbol, I can't differentiate if it's a text message I'm getting or an email. It just has a little envelope and it has a count, but I would have to open the messaging app to find out whether it's text or email. So that's not great. You also can't get a brief gist of the message. In Windows Mobile, or the Palm Pre, when you see the notification icon, you can actually tap it, or you can set up the system to give you a pop-up of the message, and it'll give you the first few lines, especially of a text message. If you get one text message that comes in, or one email message that comes in, you can see a brief one-liner of what the message is. You cannot do that on BlackBerry. As a matter of fact, you can't even see who the message is from. So you're forced to, again, go into the application and see the message. It's just time-consuming. You also can't use the notification icon to open the application. You can't roll your trackball up into the application to do that. So that's something that, you know, it really, over time, caused a lot of annoyances for me. I'm someone who kind of uses my phone to do other things, and I like the email and messaging to kind of be happening in the background with me kind of taking a look to see, especially if you're waiting for a text message. It's nice to be able to see when that particular message comes in. Unfortunately, with the Bold, you have to keep going into the actual mailbox to see it. Of course, it's great that they have a 3.5 headset jack. I wish that the Fuse had that, but it doesn't. The unified mailbox, I like it. I think the only thing I would probably do to improve upon it would be to have an option to have it color-coded, so that your messages, maybe from your eBay account, could be one color, your work account could be another color. I think that would make things stand out a little bit more, and then the text messages. Right now, everything comes along in one color, and then BlackBerry Messenger messages, I think, come in a different color, so you can see those. So, the bedside mode, I had a couple of questions on what exactly that is, and it seems to be something new to the Bold. the older BlackBerries may or may not have it. I had a BlackBerry user who asked me about it. When you switch to bedside mode, which is done through the clock, the screen dims, the LED doesn't flash when you receive new mail, and the clock is displayed. So it's just a nice way to have the phone by your bedside without having it do anything. From an application standpoint, the applications that were there were okay. The Flickr application I'm very impressed with. I wish there was something similar to that for the Windows Mobile. Actually, there is something similar to that for Windows Mobile. If you use Resco Photo Viewer, you have an option to upload your photos to your Flickr account. And as a matter of fact, on Resco Photo Viewer, it's a little bit superior to the BlackBerry standalone application because you can do multiple pictures at the same time. And that's really impressive. If you don't know what this feature is and you do use Resco Photo Viewer, you highlight a photo and you click on the send option and you will see an option that says publish to the web, and that's where you would send it to Flickr. The way that they have it designed almost seems as if in the future they may include other services that you could upload to, which would be fantastic. So it's nice that that's there. The only thing is then you can't see all the photos that you've uploaded to Flickr unless you use a different service, such as the website on your phone or Kinoma or Yahoo Go, which incidentally does not work on the HC Fuse properly. With the applications, the one in particular that I wanted to mention was Twitterberry. I was very happy to go into this already familiar with an application, but I was a little bit disappointed. Twitterberry has a very complex navigation system. You start out with the screen that where you update and it asks you, what are you doing? And you have to be in that screen to be able to get the option to go to either your friend's timeline. So if you're looking at your friend's timeline, you can't from that screen go directly and look at your replies or your direct messages. You have to back out to the initial screen of what are you doing, and then from there get direct messages and get replies. It's a little annoying. So you have to keep going back and forth with the navigation. There aren't just menus in it. And the other problem I had was with the notifications of Twitterberry. I was really happy when I first installed it and I saw that you could select to have notifications if there were direct messages or replies. However, the way that Twitterberry does this is it every time it does an update, it counts every message that you have as a quote-unquote new message. So what this means is if you select the refresh option to be every 5 minutes, then every 5 minutes your phone will flash and your notification will go off because you always have messages and replies in your box from previous. It counts messages that were 2 days old as quote-unquote new messages. It doesn't seem to have the logic of what an actual new message is. I mentioned the TrackBerry before, but the TrackBerry is extremely noisy. I'm going to try and capture the sound here. It's a kind of scratchy, really annoying noise that only seems to get worse as you use it. You become more and more aware of it. On Sunday, I was using the BlackBerry exclusively, and while we were in the movies, I thought I'd quickly check something, and I was mortified when, even though it was only the opening, it was the coming attractions playing, there was a silence in the movie theater, and I felt as if everyone could hear that noise, and actually my friend kind of tapped me and said, you know, that's loud. So, it is a loud trackball. I don't know if it is that way for other BlackBerries, and I don't know if you can replace the trackball, but that's something to note. The navigation, I find it easier on a touchscreen device, and it seems weird to be saying that because I'm also not a fan of the iPhone, but There are only two convenience keys on the Vault. The most logical layout is to put one as a camera and one as a task switcher, which is how I have it. Slight detour about the task switcher. I would really appreciate if somebody who is familiar with BlackBerry would explain to me why the task switcher continues to show applications that I believed I had closed. So, for example, no matter how many times I am conscientious about selecting close for the browser, I still always see the browser in the task switcher. And there are a couple of other things like that that I continually see. And I don't know where it is that you go in to select an exception, so you don't see the phone app, which, again, you wouldn't need to see the phone app because you can just press the phone key to get to the phone. So I'm not sure if it's a combination task switcher slash maybe most used apps would show up there. I'm confused about that. But to get back to the convenience keys, so you have the two shortcut keys, and that's it. As far as what I looked at, there isn't anything else that you can program. There aren't any other shortcuts. I saw something about a quick launcher, but that seemed to be only for the Storm. Everything else that you go to, you must roll your ball, your trackball over, to launch it. So, and then as a separate aside, the trackball only goes so you have six shortcuts on the home screen, and if you roll to the end, it doesn't just cycle right back to the beginning. You have to then change direction to come back the other way. I'm sure that makes sense for some people, but for me, I wish it was just a continual action that would just keep going. If I went all the way down, it would just start and bounce to the top again and just keep going. So you have the six shortcuts on the home screen, but each one requires you rolling over to it to get there. Whereas with the Fuse or even the HP 910, which Miklik had asked me to compare the bowl to the HP 910, I will say in the hand, the HP 910 definitely fits much better. I'm sure it's thicker, but it's also narrower so that your hands don't, there's something about the bowl that it's just slightly too wide to be comfortable. And even the convenience keys, because it's so wide, they're slightly inconvenient because you can't, you have to turn the phone to really get access to press the button that you're trying to reach. So with Windows Mobile Professional, you can just tap the screen and get to where you need to go. Other than that, I think my impression of the Bold is, the people I think that would be most happy with the Bold would be someone coming from Nokia, perhaps, or Windows Mobile Standard. You'd have to be used to having a non-touchscreen device. But even from Windows Mobile Standard standpoint, I think the applications, I know I had mentioned I was impressed with finding what I did find, but that's it. I haven't found anything else really really worth downloading apart from that. So I think while I had initially hoped to go a week with the BlackBerry Bold, I'm not actually going to make it. 3 days have shown me pretty much everything that I need to know. I actually missed an appointment, a task that I had to do today because I had set a task, but I had not set a reminder with it. And on the today's on the home screen of the Bold, it doesn't show your calendar or your task entries. So because I didn't have it with a reminder on it, nothing happened to remind me that this is what I had to do today. And I guess I'm just so used to having these things on my today screen that I totally didn't think of opening my calendar or task. Now, I'm sure this wouldn't happen to someone who is proficient with a BlackBerry, but it did happen to me. I wasn't too thrilled, about it. The things I will miss from the Bold, I think the one-handedness of it Which, actually, it wasn't as great a one-handed experience as I thought it would be, again, because it was slightly on the large side. I am eagerly waiting for Windows Mobile to put out a phone that is smart, that is Windows Mobile Professional, with a body that I would imagine to be like the Curve 8900, which would be slightly smaller. You know, I would be really happy if something like that were to come out. So I'm going to miss having the exposed keyboard. That is my favorite thing. I also like the unified inbox. I think I mentioned that. I didn't think I'd like it at first, but I really do like having just one mailbox to go into. I'm not going to miss the BlackBerry Messenger. I really didn't. I wasn't a huge fan. I like instant messaging. I like instant messaging encompasses people who have all different kinds of phones and who are sitting at their desktops, and that would be a wider, broader range of people than the BlackBerry Messenger. I can't imagine having a messaging system that would be exclusive to people who have the same phone that I have. I think that's really a pretty horrible idea, but that's, you know, my opinion. I think the push email was okay. I didn't configure my mail to web account. It got a little bit confusing to me. I really wasn't sure what I was meant to do or not do, and it seems like there was something else you had to download. There was a BES or BIS, and I wasn't sure, and I just didn't want to take the chance of compromising my mail to web account, so I did not do that. So the battery life is definitely something I will miss on this. The Facebook app, I could take or leave. After my initial euphoria of having a Facebook app wore off, I have to say I was a little bit underwhelmed with the Facebook offering. I mean, really, it's just, it's nothing that you can't do by text message on your Windows Mobile or any other platform. So that wasn't that impressive to me. The camera was really bad. It was really horrific. If you look at previous entries, you can see the quality of the camera. It was very disappointing. I know it doesn't have autofocus, but I mean, it was as bad as probably, I think it was slightly worse than the T-Mobile SDA, which is a phone from, 2004, 2005. So, I mean, that phone might have been in 2006 that I had it. So that's really bad. But overall, I think I'm glad that I went through the experience. I mean, I think, you can't call yourself a mobile enthusiast if you don't try different operating systems. For me, I think the BlackBerry Bold ranked higher than the Nokia E71, especially because of the screen. There was some configuration that you could do with the home screen, and I really appreciated that. But overall, I would say that it's the Nokia for me. And this is the Nokia, based on my experience with the Nokia E71, definitely ranked below the BlackBerry. But I can see how BlackBerry fanatics become that way. It is a really fun experience, especially if your focus is different. For me, I'm all about trying different applications, tweaking, modifying. I don't mind so much having to carry an extra battery. It's not the end of the world to me. So that's basically it. That's my impression. And if you're interested in purchasing this particular BlackBerry Bold, please use either the instant messaging window on the side of the page, or you can send me an email and let me know that you're interested in it. Otherwise, it will be going up on eBay, and you can probably get it there as well. And that's pretty much it. If you are a BlackBerry user and there's anything that you feel was said in error or perhaps was an Easter egg that I possibly missed during my time with it, please let me know. I'd love to keep this updated with findings afterwards. If you are on the fence about getting a BlackBerry Bold and there's something that you would like me to test out for you, please let me know. I will more than happily give anything a shot with this before it goes on. And that's basically it. I'm going to have some comparison pictures probably later on today or tomorrow. And you'll be able to see it compared to a couple of other devices and probably my standard, the bar of soap. And that should be that. And I've satisfied my curiosity, and I wish I could say that that's the end of it. But I'm sure on the 16th of February, we're going to hear about a whole load of new phones coming out. And I'm sure my curiosity about something else will be piqued. But you have to do this from time to time just to satisfy your curiosity. Hopefully, we'll be hearing soon from the Jesse from Twitter, who apparently was so moved by my experiences that he went ahead and purchased a BlackBerry Storm off eBay. He's also a Windows Mobile user. He's very graciously offered or accepted the request to give us his opinions on a touchscreen BlackBerry, which I'm interested to hear how that experience would differ. So, thanks so much for listening, and until next time, stay safe.